Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Blog Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I apologize for the inconvenience. We are running a little late right now. Thank you all for calling Blog Talk every Friday night. We have rules on Street Talk. We do not use profanity. We also respect each other's wishes, and we allow everyone to speak one at a time. We ask that you all mute your phones so that no one can hear your background noises anytime anyone else is speaking. We also ask that you all just be free to say whatever you would like to speak about. On tonight, we're having an open discussion. The open discussion is on life and life's changes and things that people go through in everyday life. We've had different things that's going on around us this week, and it touched me that a young lady was murdered and nobody spoke out. And we were talking about how people should speak out when different things go on around them, because it never bothers anyone unless it touches home. And once it touches home, then, you know, it kind of hurts people. It kind of hurts other people that surround people versus when nobody else is around. You know, nobody really cares, you know. So, on tonight, I'm asking that anybody that can hear me call 310-982-4126. Again, the number to call in is 310-982-4126. Okay, I don't have any callers online at the moment. Let me see. I'm trying to upload. We started late on tonight. But, yeah, like I was saying, it's kind of hard to tell people to change things that's going on and nobody else is listening. Nobody really cares about what's happening. People in the world should just open their eyes and open their mouth and start to help each other. And I know nobody wants to be called a snitch or anything, but at the same time, it hurts when it touches home. And we all have an understanding, and we all understand that this is real life that we're living in, and nobody can actually change the things that's going on around us unless we all step up and speak out. And I'm not asking that people just, you know, rat on people, but at the same time, when stuff happens to your family members, you will want someone to help you. So I just live on each one, teach one. 982-4126. Okay. Well, anyway, as I was saying, I apologize for us starting on late. Huh? I have a few people with me. What do you think about people not speaking? What do you think about people not speaking out on when something is happening to the people that's around you? No one's saying anything. What do you think about it? Introduce yourself.
Hi. My name is Cottontail, and I don't know.
How do you feel when stuff happens to people that's around you and nobody speaks out, nobody even cares? It seems like no one even is concerned with the things that's going on around them.
Well, you know, some people just don't want to talk to people when something happens. They just keep their mouth closed, so everybody just live their day as it goes.
Do you think people are more afraid to say things?
I feel like that's what that is. But I don't understand why. People just need to come out and open their mouth.
If they open their mouth, do you think that other people will maybe talk down on them or say things to, you know, that, like, you know, what do you think that the world would say, like, if you do, if people don't, like, respond to things? You know, like, when stuff happens, nobody cares unless it happens right in their back door, you know, like, unless somebody, something happens to other people, to their family, you know, nobody cares unless it happens right to, you know, to their people.
I guess if it's happened to somebody, people, somebody else gonna come out and say it. If it ain't they people, nobody ain't gonna say nothing. But if they people, they gonna say something.
Do you feel like that's right or fair?
No, I don't feel like it's right or fair. Just come out and say something. If you know something, just come up and talk.
What do y'all think about? I see a lot of people didn't call in on this subject. What do you think about us having a lady as a president?
That'd be nice if we have a lady as a president. Maybe the world will understand people.
When you say the world will understand people,
Maybe all the ladies will get together and understand each other and listen to one another and speak.
When you say get together and understand each other and speak, what do you mean?
Just talk about lady stuff, how they feel, what they need to know, a lot.
You think it'll be a better understanding if people, you think it'll be a better understanding if that we had a lady president?
Yeah.
You say yeah?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Did you hear that Hillary Clinton was a wonderful president?
No, I mean, look at the TV. I haven't been watching the TV. I haven't been watching the news or nothing.
Well, I find it interesting that Hillary Clinton is running for presidency. And I think that the world is going to experience something different if we actually get a new president. You know, this is like a historical mark if she actually wins the seat as the president. I think some things are going to change. I think it's going to be kind of different in the world. What do you think?
Maybe. I guess it will be. The men's, it seems like the men rule the world because Obama is the president. It hasn't been a lady in the office for to be the president, so that a woman should be the president.
You think it's good that they're giving a woman a chance to actually run?
Yeah, that is good. Let's make history. Maybe they'll come. The first president is a woman. It'll be good.
You think it'll be good?
Yeah.
I think it'll be very interesting.
I think it will, too, because, you know, if a man can handle the world, a woman can handle the world, too, then.
Yeah, I think
if
so.
If they teach each other the same, so it should be the... She looking at it. If she looking at Obama running this world, she can get out there and do it then. Don't y'all feel so?
What do you think, sir? I have another person with us. What do you think about a lady running for president? What do you think? What's your output?
I think it would be great.
You think it would be a great idea?
Yes.
Speak more about it. What do you think is going to happen with... if she actually wins the seat, like, how do you think the world would change? Like, what is your outlook on it? With you being a male, a lot of males laugh at the fact that a woman is going to be president.
Why should they laugh?
I'm unsure. A lot of men laugh at it. I mean, what is your output on it?
I mean, I don't know, really. I mean, it'll be a good look for us to have a lady for a president.
Do you think things are going to change?
It should, maybe.
Like, we did a little poll, and one lady was saying that she thought that it would be different because when a woman goes through menopause or when a woman is on, when a lady goes through her woman cycle thing, they think that it's going to be a problem in the, as far as her upholding the seat. What do you think?
I don't think it would be a problem with that.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad that you have a good outlook on it because some men were laughing about it online saying that they thought it was going to be fun and it was going to be different for a woman to actually carry on in the seat. And I think that it's a great idea that she's running and she's going to open up and she's going to talk about it. I guess she's going to announce that she's going to be running. I guess this coming week she'll be announcing that she's going to be running for the seat as president. And I think that that's going to be very interesting.
I think that is, too, because if Hillary get up there and take over what Obama is working on, it'll be a good combination because the world will become...
This door open. Yes, I think that that'll be a great idea as well. What do you think about... Hillary running for president. Had you heard, we have another lady that's here as well. Can you introduce yourself and just tell us, what do you think about Hillary Clinton running for the, being the president, running for president? Say something. It's okay. We're on Street Talk Live.
Oh, I feel good about Hillary being the first president, a woman anyway. I feel it. Everything going to run smoother. She's going to be just like Barack. Keep 100 with all the black people.
Okay. I like that. That's a woman's input. And from my standpoint, I feel like it'll be something different. You know, it's a change. It's going to be definitely a change. I feel like it's going to be a positive change, me, myself, personally. I don't think anything negative is going to come out of it because, I mean, we've had our first black president. We're actually living in historic landmarks. Y'all don't understand that, like, we're living to see, like, real history go through, you know? And I think that that's great. Do y'all have any other things that y'all would like to talk about on Street Talk on tonight? Any issues that y'all are going through maybe that's in the world? That y'all would like to speak on? Anything on y'all mind?
No, man. I'm tired of people not getting jobs.
People not getting jobs?
Yeah.
Okay, what you think about this people not getting jobs situation?
I think it's really crazy.
Huh?
Can I
first? No, let's talk about it. This Street Talk, we're on live. Yes, live. We're talking, we have 30 more minutes to talk live about the world and what's going on the streets. And, I mean, y'all live, we're ready on Blog Talk Radio on Friday night. We're on every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by calling 310-982-4126. Let's talk. You said you have a problem with people not getting jobs. What's going on with the job industry? What is it that you're feeling like? Talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Come on, talk. You have to tell me. The world ain't gonna know unless you tell me.
I think they need to start giving us more jobs and stop acting ignorant. No, ma'am.
You say they need to start giving us jobs and stop being ignorant. Talk. Just tell me. Nobody's going to know what you're thinking if you don't speak it. That's what I'm saying. Each one, teach one. We have to actually sit down and talk about it. You have to tell us.
Me, Contel, on the line, because I'm going through these bars programs. I'm a disabled lady. I get SSI. I'm trying to get a job. And my counselor called me and told me that if I don't get a job, they going to repossess my prosthetic leg.
You're going to repossess your leg?
Yes, they said they was going to repossess my prosthetic leg if I don't get a job. But I'm working through other people to try to get a job. So
You saying you're going through a
family? I'm going through DARS.
I don't feel like that's right.
You don't feel like that's right?
Yeah.
Why you don't feel like that's right? Talk.
Because I feel like if I'm going through with somebody else to help me find a job, and then my counselor called me and have I touched base with this person that I'm supposed to go through to get a job, and then I said, no, I haven't talked to her since February. And then she said, okay, was you sick or something? I said, my daughter has a pink eye. And then the lady told me she was going to call me back and set me up a job. Like, I done told her all the places that I want to go get a job. And all she had to do is put my stuff in the computer, and we have to go and do interviews. And I haven't got no touchback or nothing. And then when my counselor called me and told me that the state will come and take my leg because I haven't got a job yet, it has been a year. It's almost going to be a year that I haven't got a job. And so what I supposed to do about that if they come repossess my leg? How I'm going to move around? Because I don't have another leg to put on. And I don't have no income. I get SSI. And I'm willing to work. Tell me that situation. Tell me that situation. Let's go.
Okay. I feel like that's a very interesting situation. I don't feel like it's right for them to take your leg back, given the fact that they gave it to you. And did they make it for you? Like what was the situation? How did it go? Like,
okay, because my leg, you know, I wore a shirt leg that I had this leg for a very long time that I had, and I done lost weight and it's out of proportion and everything was toe up from the floor. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay.
And so I went through my people, through the DARS program.
Okay.
And so these people take you through, they take you for you to go look for jobs and stuff, and then they transfer me to another person, a job coach lady, just take you to go out and look for jobs. So I done went to the hospital, the people done made my leg, I done got fitted for my leg, I done got comfortable with my leg, and this just sprung on me yesterday.
They said they're going to come pick it up.
They said the state would come and repossess my leg if I don't get a job.
Okay. I don't feel like that's right for the state to come repossess your leg, especially if you're complying as far as going. You went to your job coach and everything, and you had a situation to where extenuating circumstance to where you had to deal with your daughter, and the lady said that she was going to still help you find a job, and she hadn't found the job that she wanted you to go on. So
yes, and I done told her all the places that I wanted to work at, the University Southwest Medical Center, Texas Scottish Rite Children's Medical Center. I'm trying to do all these.
And she still
And the lady haven't did nothing. She done did my resume. I done did all this stuff. And I do janitorial work, child care and stuff. My resume is good.
And they said they can come take your leg.
Yeah, if I don't get a job. And it's almost been a whole year that I haven't touched base with a job.
So how can they do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How can the state gonna come take some away from me?
And you're a handicap.
And I'm handicapped, and I'm disabled.
That's unfair. That's unfair. I think that's kind of unfair. Me, myself, I think that's unfair. And these are the things that are going on in the world. I mean, things like this is actually happening. I mean, it's happening to you. And I mean,
it's just like you said, Lady President, okay, Obama done took over, and now the president.
The lady.
So now maybe she can change some things
and help, you know, maybe she'll get in the office and actually help with more things of that nature. Like some of these things we should speak out on. That's what I'm saying. Each one, teach one. We should actually sit down and speak on these things. If nobody knows what's going on, nobody's going to listen. You know what I'm saying? And it's good that you spoke about it because maybe somebody will hear this and they'll understand. Maybe we can get you some kind of help or some kind of assistance as far as trying to see who you can go through and talk to in reference to trying to keep your leg, because you don't want them to have to come and repossess your leg, because that's not a cool thing at all. Yes, they do.
Yes, I get Medicaid.
You get Medicaid?
I get Medicaid and everything. So if Medicaid can pay these people for fixing my leg and stuff, they what they going to have to go through, because I haven't got a job. I haven't got a job or nothing through these people.
Yeah, you haven't got a job, and they shouldn't come take your leg because you're trying and you're willing. It's saying a lot that you're trying and you're willing to actually get up. You have one leg and they made you another one, and it's, you know, that says a lot. That's a good thing that you're actually willing to actually get up and try to go to work. So they shouldn't come and take something from you that they've already given you in order to, you know, that's going to set you back even further. How are you going to get around?
And I don't have no mobile trail. I don't have nothing.
And they said when did they say they're going to come take it?
They didn't say. She said she's going to call me back. She's going to touch bases with me. And I'm just waiting for them to call me. I'm not supposed to call them. I'm going to let them call me. Because I'm not supposed to let them come just my leg.
Yeah, because that's a part of your body. And I mean,
that's part of me.
Yeah.
And I have to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
I have to take care of my kids and stuff. I can't move around if I don't have my other part of me.
We have another caller online. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
We're on live, and we're talking about the presidency and the woman, Hillary Clinton, getting ready to run for presidency. And we have a lady by the name of Cottontail on the phone. She said, I know you hadn't heard, but she was speaking. She said that she went to a program called DARS. The people are calling. They said they're going to get ready to take her leg back. She went through a program, and they called her the other day and said they're going to come take her leg back because she hadn't complied. She hadn't found a job. And the state, somebody from the state called and said that they were going to, come take her leg. And she feels like it's embarrassing to her that they're going to come take her leg back because she hadn't found a job yet. And like I told her, some of these things is going on. Nobody knows what's happening. So, you know, it's good that she came on and talked. So we're trying to figure out a way that we can possibly help her. What do you think about them coming back, them calling her, telling her they're going to take her leg back after they had to help her find a job?
Dang, that's messed up. It's not, ain't it, what you call it? Sources we could call, like NAACP or stuff like that, and get help. You know how people call the channel, the news stations and radios and stuff like that?
Yeah, maybe she can call some of the radio stations or something and try to talk to them and try to see, like, how they can help her. You know, just to get the word out. You know, just get the word out and make people
they
know.
Might
you. I mean, she's willing to work, but they
sources.
Haven't
done nothing. Yeah, they did none on my behalf. I got the email address, everything. It ain't nothing going down. And this lady called me yesterday. I was in Turles.
I'm sorry that you had to go
for it. I was in Turles because this lady said the state can come repossess my leg from me. And I'm going to move around. I have kids, so I have to take care of how I'm going to move around.
Yeah, that's
it ain't my problem. It's the people that, like, get jobs. What a job is that? I done told a lady where I want to work at and stuff. Okay. I done told her where I done put my applications and stuff in and stuff.
So you've actually went out and filled out applications?
Yes, we done filled out applications and everything. I'm waiting for interviews and everything. The lady have never called me back or nothing.
Oh, wow.
But see, as you looking and stuff, I don't think they should be able to, you know, you applying yourself, then they shouldn't be able to just take it. You can't make nobody hire you.
Yes, it's just like me, just like I said, just like the lady said, have your job coach find you something? I said, nope, I haven't talked to her. I said, my daughter had a situation with her eye. She said she was going to call me back and stuff, and then the snow was on the ground and stuff. I consider that it was lost and all that and stuff, but I'm able to work and stuff. I want to work. And when that lady probably told me that, I got on my knees and prayed. I said, Lord, please don't let you come possess my leg from me because I need to walk and I have to take care of my kids.
All you have to do is keep on praying because the good Lord is not going to let them come take your leg and you will as you pray. There's ways to get around that. You can pray. You can pray to God. And I know the good Lord, is as long as you keep your head on straight and pray to him, he's not going to allow them to come take your leg away from you. And you're a person that's already disabled. They're not going to come and actually take your leg.
And I don't work through these people too many times. You hear me?
Yeah.
I don't been through this problem too many times, and now, when they come down, they said they're going to take my leg,
They said it was, that's what another lady on the line that was on earlier, she was talking about how the jobs are out here, a lot of people are not hiring people, and things of that nature, and she was trying to figure out a way that we can, try to, like, even though they do the job fairs and things of that nature, you can't make anybody hire you. But you can just at least, just keep trying. You know, stay motivated, keep trying, keep applying yourself, and just keep filling that application. That's all I can tell you. Keep God first. Keep God first, and just keep applying yourself. Don't worry about it. Just keep, stay prayed up.
And I go to my website that she gave me to check online. It ain't nothing else for me or interview or nothing. This lady ain't did nothing with this stuff. But I'm just, Monday morning, I'm going to be on that phone with my counselor, and I'm going to talk to this lady, and I'm going to say, ma'am, can y'all find somebody else that's going to help me find me a job because I don't need the state to come take my leg. Because
I think as long as you're applying yourself and you got proof, because some of those places, they can call and see that you are actually filling out applications. You're looking for work. So it's not like you're not trying. So, I can't just see them just doing it.
Yeah, I got an email address and everything.
You keep your confirmation numbers and all of that.
She got all my information and stuff, and the lady haven't called or nothing. I pray to God that nothing happened to this lady or nothing, because that lady called me yesterday, and when she told me that, I could start praying.
Well, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. You're doing the right thing. It's nothing else that you can do. You just have to pray, and you have to just stay on it. You have to just actually keep calling in, stay motivated, keep calling in, keep checking with the job counselor. When the lady contacts you back and she tell you that, when the lady contacts you back and she starts talking to you about coming to take your leg, tell her, ma'am, I just really wish you would just give me a chance, and I mean just, stay on it. Just let her know I don't want you to come take my leg, and just let her know that you're going to try your best to try to comply with the things that they're telling you to do. Just keep trying to do what you need to do. And, just try to, talk to her. It's ways around it. You can call and try to get some resources. We have some resources, I'm sure. I'll try to contact the lady from Granny's Place and see if she has any resources as well to try to at least get you something where you can work, because you are disabled. And, these things are happening to not only you out here in the world. I'm pretty sure it's probably going on with other people, too. And I'm glad you called in and shared your story, because I'm sure that other people are feeling, going through some of the same things. And, this is a situation where people probably haven't spoke out. And I'm glad that you called in the street talk and you spoke with us on tonight. I didn't know that it was going to get this deep, but, you need to know God first. And so make sure you stay prayed up and get in your Bible. Talk to do you go to church?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Maybe talk to your pastor or something. See if they can do some kind of maybe they can help. Are they saying if you pay for your leg yourself, can you keep it?
I'm going to ask. That's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to call my counselor on Monday morning. I'm going to call her and ask her if I can put money towards my leg to keep my own leg. Because I don't need them to take my leg away from me.
Yeah, Yeah, it's other ways. Maybe maybe you can pay the state back for the leg if they prepare it for you because you got a job, or maybe they can find you a different job coach or something of the nature to try to get somebody that's willing to, you know, go through the situation that you're going through and actually help you find a job. Maybe if you can get a part-time job or something, then they can help you, you know. Just see if there's other ways. And I know, just keep God first. And I mean, everything will work out for you, I'm pretty sure.
I know, because I pray that I be on my knees every day and night. But I cried yesterday when they told me that. Then they like said, we speak. I don't want to talk about it no more.
Yeah, you go through trials and tribulations, but you got to just know that you got to stay prayed up. And you got to just keep God first and let everybody know that, let God know that, you know, God has the last say, so he's not going to, you know, as long as you're God's child, everybody's God's children, you know what I'm saying? If you know that you're doing the right thing in life, don't worry about what the lady, they can call and say they're going to repossess anything that they want to repossess, but I don't think God's going to let them take your leg as long as you're doing the right thing. You know, there's ways around all that, you know? And just keep God first. Like I said, Jehovah God has the last say, so they can't just come and do that. I don't think that that's going to actually, you know, you thinking it's going to go down. Don't cry. You know, dry your eyes. It's got to be the way. And, yeah, Monday morning, I'm going to get some contact information when we get off the line, and I'm going to try to call around and try to get you some resources because I'm sure if you can make a payment plan or something on the leg, or you say you get Medicaid and stuff, maybe they can try to go in and help pay for your leg. You know,
yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
I can't
understand
why. What's their reason? I understand you can't find a job, but okay, so being that you've been having it this long, and y'all going to take it back, and what y'all going to do with it? Give it to somebody else?
That's what I'm saying. I done worked with this leg for a whole, almost a year now. You hear me? I done got used to it and everything. And now, when that lady called and said that to me, I said,
I know you was very...
I was upset. And I said, Lord, I just need you to put your hands on this lady and tell her to please don't come. That's my leg. I started thinking of other stuff to do. You hear me?
I started thinking of negative stuff,
but I started praying to the Lord. The Lord gonna bless me that I'm gonna keep my leg and I'm gonna get a job and I'm gonna help the state pay for this leg because I love my leg and I need my leg to take care of my kids and myself.
For real.
Do you have anything that you would like to tell her, like to in confidence, like, I mean, you know, to keep her head up, some, you know, words of encouragement?
Yeah, I feel like you say, you just stay prayed up and let God have it, because he's not going to let them, they ain't going to be able to do that. And especially with what you do, applying yourself, they can't just, it's too many other people that, you know, you can go over them, you know what I'm saying? So don't even let that go. That was a lie. Let that fly, because it don't stop with them. You know, they don't have the last say so. Like she says, God, you know, God got the last say so. But, and also in the meantime, it's people that's overdog, you know, like the they say in the state, but they have ombudsmen and people like that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna look into all this stuff on Monday. I'm gonna call my counselor back. I'm gonna call a job coach lady, and I'm gonna call a hospital. I'm calling all these people, and I'm gonna ask them.
Yeah, make a lot of people aware.
I'm going to ask him if I have to put money towards my leg. I'm going to put money towards my leg so it can go through, so I can pay you to keep this leg on my body, because I need this leg to take care of me and my kids. And I'm going to go find my job myself.
Yeah, you can go find your job.
And I'm
and you know, my website,
that lady gave me, I look at that website every day. And I took that lady, I told that lady every place that I wanted to go to, a job site too. And she done put applications with everything. You heard me?
Yeah.
But nobody haven't returned my call, or she haven't returned they calls or whatever. They have to get in contact with her so she can get in contact with me.
We have a new caller online. Well, hello. We have a new caller online. Hold on just a second. We have a new caller online, 64. If your last number is 6495, say hello.
Hello, this is Beasley.
Hello, Miss Beasley. How are you on
tonight? How you doing?
Hey, I was just hearing the last of that young lady's talk. I wanted to know a little bit more about what's going on.
She was saying that she has a prosthetic leg, and she said that the state had came up. Somebody from the state called her. She went through a program called DARS, and she said that they are somebody from the state called her and said that they were going to reposition her leg. She had a prosthetic leg. They said they were going to repossess her leg because she hadn't found a job, and it's been going on a year. She has a job coach that was supposed to be helping her get a job, and the agreement was
if I work, that's how I pay for my leg.
Okay, if she worked, she was going to pay for her leg. If they gave her, they sent her to a doctor or something and got her fitted for a leg, and they said they was going to come take her because she hadn't got a job yet. And her job coach had not found her the job that she needed, you know, and she said she turned in all her paperwork and stuff to the people, and she was saying that they had told her that they was going to contact her again because they was going to come pick it back up. And I was trying to find ways that possibly...
When are they scheduled to come and pick it up?
No, they haven't. No, the lady just called me yesterday. She called me.
Okay. All right. Let me give you my number. You call me on Monday and let's start working on this.
Yes, ma'am.
My number is 972-802-6495.
Hold on.
972-802-6495. Now, you've got a counselor over at DARS?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then when you and I talk on Monday, you give me that person's number and your zip code, and so we'll start contacting the state and federal representatives to out anything that the state is talking about doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so my name is Beverly Beasley, V-E-A-S-L-E-Y. And so
yes, ma'am.
You call me Monday morning, and
yes,
we'll start calling DARS, and then we'll
call the
state, and then contact your representative. So we'll get to working on this Monday morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That'd be great. That'd
yes,
be great.
Ma'am.
Okay. I'm glad you called in, Ms. Beasley, because that's what I was telling her. I said we have some resources where people can help her as far as trying to help her keep her leg. She don't want to have to go through all that. And I appreciate y'all for calling in on Tree Talk. Yeah,
because I don't have no mobile truck. Nothing if they come and take my leave.
No, well, we're gonna bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. So we're not gonna accept
Amen.
That at all. We're not gonna even
Amen.
Think that way, because that's nothing but the devil. So we're not gonna accept that. We're not gonna think that way. What we're gonna do is plan who we need to talk to at DARS, who we need to talk to at the state of Texas. Contact our federal and state representatives, because that's who we pay and that's who works for us to make sure that our rights are protected. So we're going to go in a positive way. We're not going in a negative way. So don't even think
Amen.
About that. Think about what
Amen.
We need to do to keep what you have and to get that
yes,
job
ma'am.
That you need. We're not going to even think about that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's a good thing that you are willing to work, you know, because there's a lot of people out here with two legs that's not really willing to work. And it's a positive thing that you're trying to work, you know. So give God the glory, and he has the last say-so, like we were saying, he has the last say-so.
Yeah, you just, sometimes God gives you trials and tribulations to make to make you look towards him. So we don't look at the situation, we look at God, because there's nothing that's too hard for God. So when God gives you this trial and tribulation, it's for you to point and look towards him for all your help, for all your strength, and so that you can depend solely on him and not on man. So we're not going to be concentrating on what man says. We're going to concentrate on what God says and what he can do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I'll talk to you on Monday morning. So you call me and give LaShawn your phone number, and then we'll make sure that we contact you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your phone number?
My phone number is 479-779-5513.
And what is your name?
LaWanna Brooks.
Okay. I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you just see God's face. Amen, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you guys.
Thank you all for calling Street Talk on tonight. We're down to our last 2 minutes, and I want to say I really appreciate you all for calling on tonight. And I'm glad that we were able to help you and assist you in the ways that we. And I want to say, I want to give God the glory, and I want to give him the highest praise. I want to say thank you all for calling. We're on every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And like I told y'all, if we just reach out and we talk to one person, we touch one person, I feel like we've at least done something. So each one teach one. And I want us to all go out during the week and keep God first. And make sure we stay prayed up. Y'all realize we have to pray no matter what. I mean, don't go a day without praying, because God was so loving that he gave his only begotten son for us to have everlasting life. So with that being said, I want to thank you all for calling Street Talk on tonight, and I want to see you all. I want to hear you all voices again. I want to invite you all to call. We have shows 5 days a week. I want to invite you all to contact our other shows. Y'all can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place, and y'all can see all our other shows and the times that they come on. Thank you all for calling, and give God the glory. Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.
Hello.